Do we know sort of what fraction nationally or even within an institution like yours of patients with head and neck present with essentially no history of smoking or alcohol use?
It's rare, but it is increasing. I can't really cite you a number, Neil. People are looking at that. I would still probably say it's less than 10%. It can be other things as well. And being trained as a prevention person and someone who's been involved with prevention research, we have other offending agents that can certainly lead to cancers. I think one of the saddest cases I've ever seen was a young person who was a mouthwash tester.
Wow.
And never smoked. And so, you know, when we treat patients, we tell them, use water-based solutions. Don't use alcohol-based solutions. Treat the inside of your mouth like a baby's bottom. We don't want to irritate it with either too hot or too cold foods or too spicy foods, because we know if we believe in this concept of field cancerization, that there could be other areas that certainly could pop up. And second primary tumors or local recurrence are always a big problem in this patient population, especially those who have smoked.
That's fascinating about the mouthwash testing. I mean, I guess there are not that many people who do that, but I mean, has anyone tried to sort of do a case series to see what goes on there?
You know, it was a very unfortunate case, and you can't say that it was necessarily because of the mouthwash. It could have just been a simple coincidence, but that was really the one iatrogenic type of event that was occurring on a regular basis.